Okay, Rabbeisai, starting the Mishnah, Daf Mem Hei Omer Aleph at the very top. Afreilich and Purim to one and all. Afreilich and Purim, thank you. So we start the Mishnah. We have a three-way machloikis in the Mishnah between the Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Akiva. And we're going to have to determine what's the machloikis between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, so what does it say in the Mishnah? Hanochrim oivdim es hehorim the es hagvois. If you have goyim that they have designated a mountain or a hill, favoidazara. So they are bowing down to a particular mountain, Mount Everest or any other mountain, and they say, you're an avoidazara, and they're bowing down to it. That mountain or that giver, that hill, remains mutter. Mutter, it does not become ashtik avoidazara. The person who does the Avodah Zarah, he's Oyver Avodah Zarah. If a Jew were to go and bow down to this mountain, he'd be Oyver. However, the Har and the Giv itself are Mutter. They don't have a Din. What's
over there. Okay.
So why is it by a mountain that you have just the opposite? If the person goes and he makes it into Avodah Zarah, it remains Avodah Zarah.
If he makes what?
A guy is something like a little
anything
statue.
Else.
Why is something different situation?
Well, we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Cohen is asking, why is a mountain different than any other type of image or statue? Why is that different? We'll see in a moment.
They own this mountain?
Makes no difference. The Nochrim went and they bowed down to a mountain or to a giver. Hein mutarim, these mountains and these givois are totally mutter. They do not become avodah zarah. What's the nafkin minna? I, the Jew, am not allowed to have hanoah from avodah zarah. It says in the pasuk, "Liyidbak biyodcha meuma men acherim." I'm not allowed to have hanoah from avodah zarah. Zokti Gemara yet that if you have goyim that went and bowed down to a mountain, I'm allowed to have hanoah from that mountain. So you're wondering, what hanoah would I have? Says Rashi, I could be lachtsoiv avonim mehen. I could use that as a quarry to go and extract stones. Or for that matter, I could go and plant on that mountain and plant trees or crops or whatever I want. It's totally mutabano. Why tak is a mutabano? Why is it different than any other avodah zarah? Zokt Rashi, because we have a drosha. What's the drosha? It says in the pasuk, Abeti abdin eskol ha mekoymois asher avdu sham ha goyim. The Jews, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, had a mitzvah to go and destroy all the mekoymis where the goyim were oved avodah zarah. Asher atem yorshim oisam, that you're going to go and yarshim from them. What do you have to destroy? Es eliheyem al hahorim haramim, the al hagvois. You know where the avodas are? The avodasaurus are on top of the tall mountains. They're on top of the gvois on the hills. The sachas kol eitz ranon, and underneath every nice, beautiful tree. That's where the avodasaurus are. And the Gemara is bothered by, the Tanoim are bothered by, why does the Pasuk identify the Eliheim al Hehorim to go and tell you Adrosha? The Eliheim al Hehorim, Veloyahorim Eloyheim. Es Eliheim al Hagvois, Veloyhagvois Eliheim. That only if you have statues and images on the Horim, those you have to destroy. But if the mountain itself is an Eloheim that they used for Avodah Zarah, no din of destroying. And in fact, this drasha of the Tanakhama is identical to the drasha of Rabbi Yossi Aglili, starting on line 4. We're going to finish off the Tanakhama in a moment, but you see Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Oimer Eliheim Alohorim, Velo Yahorim Eliheim. If they went to put up an image or statue on the Har, Avodah Zarah. But if they made the Har itself into Avodah Zarah, Nishkan avodah zarah, v'leihorim eliheim. Eliheim alag voice, and eliheim, an image and a statue on top of a giver, on top of a hill, v'leihag voice eliheim, but not the giver itself, doesn't become a god. The Tanakhama agrees to this, and that's why he says that if you go and serve horim and voice, they are totally mutter, they are not isurei hana. Yes, Reb David.
That applies also to rivers and any other natural...
It applies to anything which is in chubar. If it's mechubal karka, if it's one shtick with a karka, it cannot become a vaydasar.
So why is it that base, what do you call it, a church is considered to be a vaydasar?
Like a church is a base of vaydasar. It is an accessory to a vaydasar. In other words, let's finish off this part of the Mishnah. We'll get back to your question. And then the Mishnah continues on. Mashalayan asurin. What means mashalayan? What happens if the goy is not satisfied with just bowing down to a mountain? He decides to go and plate the mountain with gold and with silver. He does a nice plating. It's gorgeous. Can you imagine all the tourists are taking pictures, not only of a mountain, but mountain with gold and silver on it? What's up to you?
A machta plate.
Not exactly the same type of plate, but it's very, very good. For Purim, that was beautiful. So he made a plate of gold and silver on the mountain. What's the din with that gold and silver? Those are asur, umashalayin asurin. Why? Because it said in the Pasuk, Lisachman Kesvizov Aleyah. Now the truth of the Pasuk, the truth of the matter is that this Pasuk is not the same Pasuk that we were quoting before. This Pasuk is now referring to just idols in general. If you see Pasuk number 1, Te'ar HaShalem, Psile Eliheyem, those are the godly images. Tisrin V'me'esh, make sure to go and burn them. For Lisachman Kesvizov Aleyem, if you have on them gold or silver jewelry, what's it then? Lisachmoid, don't enjoy them, don't take them, because they're osir mahano. What our Gemara, what our Mishnah tells us is that this din of Lisach Mekes Vizov Aleim is not only referring to gold and silver on a regular idol or statue, but even gold and silver on top of the mountaintop is also the same halacha applies that it's osir. Now this is ironic. The avoid zora itself, the mountain itself, the fact that I plated it with gold or silver, that is asur. The what's the svara zok Rashi? That's a gzeiris hakosef. If you look at the Rashi, third line of mashalein, kigoy, imtzipum kesef zov chesef. He went and plated them with gold or silver. Asur shenema l'sachi kesef zov aleim v'lekach talach. V'yav v'gav de'inu lav avoydes kechol mikro. Even though the mountains themselves are not avoydes zara, v'loy mitzri, and they do not become asur. Gzeiris hakosefi, skip the parentheses, t'tolush sh'aleim k'tolush shol shar avoydes kechovim. Putting on tolush, meaning putting on the gold or silver on this mountain, has the same status as putting it on any other avodah zarah, namely sachman kesef aleim zov kesef aleim al kol shehein nevodim mashma. Lisachman aleim is referring to on anything that you put gold or silver, they become asur. Period. So getting back to our Mishnah, the Tanakhama tells us two dinim. Din number one is that a har and a giver cannot become asur b'ano, it cannot become a shtick of avodah zarah. Number two, that if you put gold or silver on them, they do become asur b'ano. So you see that you can have an accessory to the avodah zarah, which becomes asur b'ano, even though the avodah zarah itself is mutar b'ano. Very good. So the derivative is even greater than the parent. Very nice. Rashi Grada holds over here, as Rashi says very, very clearly, that these are not avoidez zara, not avoidez zara. If you look in the next few words, which we didn't get to in the Rashi, Rashi continues on. V'al korcheinu onu tzrichem lefarish delav avoidez kechovim mikri. These are not called avoidez zara. You look at the mountain, you look at the giver, nisht avoidez zara, not avoidez zara. That's how Rashi learns. Because it's not avoidez zara, it's mutzer b'hanoh. Grada Toisis respectfully disagrees. If you look at the large Toisis here, we're not going to go through the whole thing, don't be noivis, but on the first of the wide lines, not the very wide lines, right underneath the Gemara, you see the Toisis begins L'chein Nir L'Bein Etam, everybody has that. Devada Avoidus Kechavim Mikro. Har is called Avoidus Zara. B'takrivosan Asura. And if you're going to bring a korban, a sacrifice, it's also, it's Chashtik Avoidus Zara. L'kachav Dem B'sayif. If someone goes and does the Avoidus Zara, he gets Sayif. That's referring to the goyim, because even there's no din of size, it's din of skila. What about that drasha that it doesn't become avodah zarah? Koi aaveti abdon. You don't have to go and uproot the mountain. So therefore, what we have over here is a machloket in Rashi and Tosfos, what's the status of these mountains? According to Rashi, it's not avodah zarah at all. It's just regular, normal mountaintops for tourists to go and make pictures and for climbers to climb up so that the police afterwards have to go and help them to come down, etc. That it's just a regular mountaintop. According to Tosfos, it has a din avodah zarah if people are serving it as avodah zarah. But kuli alma moider, that there's no din of abed to abdon, that you don't have to destroy that mountaintop. It's mutar b'hanoah. You can go and take out avodah him and go and use them for building, you can sell them, you can go and plant in this karka, etc. That's what the Tanakh holds. Rabbi Yossi Aglili starts off and he agrees fully with the Tanakhama. Eloi Hayim ala horim v'loya horim, Eloi Hayim ala gvoyis v'loya gvoyis, Eloi Hayim. A mountain and a hill cannot become a god. So if we stop right over here, there's no machloikis l'choyre between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. And that's, of course, what Sigmar's initial kash is going to be as soon as we finish the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, hainu Tanakhama. So what's the easy answer? That so far we've only quoted one halacha like Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. The Tanakhama had two halachas. What were the two halachas of the Tanakhama? Not only that the mountain cannot become an avodah zarah, but if you go and put the plate to Seinu, the plate of the Kesef Hazav, it does become Osir. Guess what? Rabbi Yossi HaGlili disagrees with that. That's one way of answering our kasha. What's the machloikis Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili? We'll see this in the Gemara shortly. Now, Rabbi Yossi HaGlili asks a very fundamental question. And what's the fundamental question? Let's go back to the drasha of the pasuk that we had before, and that is, Abe to Abdon, you have to go and destroy. I'm looking at pasuk number 2 here in Rav David's Gemuras, the Torah Ora Sholem. We're skipping the 2-3 lines. Abe to Abdon, es Eliheim ala Horim, we darshant, v'leya Horim Eliheim. Es Eliheim ala Gvois, v'leha Gvois Eliheim. So now let's continue on. The Sachas kol Eitzranon, we should darshan the same way. So if somebody goes and serves an avodah zarah, a tree, you see this tree over here, it looks magnificent, it looks beautiful, I think this is a god, and everybody starts kareem mishdach, we all bow down, we should go and say the same thing. Any avodah zarah, any statue, any idol underneath the Eitzranon. But not Eitzranon itself. Eitzranon cannot become avodah zarah. Just like you said, v'loy ahorim eliheim, v'loy hagvois eliheim, v'loy Eitzranon eliheim. But there's one big problem with that. If you're going to tell me that a tree cannot become an avodah zarah, we have a halacha that every asherah tree you have to go and burn. We're going to have the Gemara in the Amud Beis two psukim.
So maybe if it's cut off already, but not when it's attached to the ground.
Oh, Rabbi Cohen, you're cooking with gas. Mitch, we're going to talk about that on the Amud Beis, whether it's mechuber, whether it's talush, givaldik. What you're saying is givaldik, Rabbi Cohen. We're so happy that you're here with us today to be able to lead us and to guide us and to inculcate us with wisdom and chachma. Anyway, beginning back to our Mishnah, so Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says, if that's the case of Neima Asher Asur, why is Asher Asur? You just said a beautiful drasha, V'loy Eitzranon Eloheim. I'll tell you why, says Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. The reason is, Neishiyesh Batfisas Yidei Adam, because it involves planting through a person. Nobody planted this mountain. Nobody planted this giver. Excuse me. Except for the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyachol, but no person planted this mountain.
You're saying that when they planted it, they had the intentions that it should.
Now you are really touching on a very touchy issue. What you're saying is that when the person planted the tree, he had in mind at that time the Shema Avodah Zarah. We will see in the Gemara, everybody agrees to that makes the tree awesome. The question is going to be, what happens if he planted the tree because he wanted to have shade and shadow and nice scenery, and then a year or two or five after it was already a beautiful grown tree, what happens if he changed his mind and at that time he says, you know what, I want to make this into an avodah zarah? We're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara where that is also considered to be an asherah tree that you have to go and destroy. We're going to see that in Yetz Hashem shortly. So again, Amnei Masher Asura, why is an Asherah tree different than the mountain and the giver? Neshiyesh, but we see it on them. The Chol Kol sheyesh ba tfisas yedei adam is aser. Why did the Mishnah have to add this for kol sheyesh ba tfisas yedei adam aser? It was enough just to say mnei sheyesh ba tfisas yedei adam, and that's why the Gemara is going to say on the Amud Beis that according to Yosei Aglili, it's not just a tree that you were noteya mitchilo lekach, that you went and planted it lechatchila for avodah zarah, but any tree, even if it was initially intended to be just a nice silly little tree, no special aspirations for this tree, and then after that you decided to go and change your mind and make it into avodah zarah, it also becomes avodah zarah according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili. That's why he repeats this for Chol Sheyesh Batvisa Yeriyodim. We'll see in the Amud Beis. And finally, we have Omer Bekiva. Ani oivin the odoy lefanecha. Rabbi Kiva says, the question that you asked, why is there a difference between the Asherah tree, which is Mechubba Lekarka, and is a mitzvah of Asherah and Tisrafun Ba'esh? Why is that different, Manishtana, from the Horim and Gvois that are Mechubba Lekarka, and you said those are Mutter? And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, I don't agree with the drasha that we had until now. Eliheim ala horim v'liyahorim eliheim, eliheim ala gvois v'liyahorim eliheim, because if that's the case, then you should go and say, tachas etranon eliheim v'loy etranon eliheim. And we don't say that. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva says, forget about that drasha. Rather, I will tell you, the Pasuk is just giving us a GPS system, or a Waze. It's telling you, you want to know where the Avodah Zarah are, I'm giving you a mitzvah, Abe to Abden is Kol HaMakoyim, I say, Sha'avdu Shamagoyim, and you're scratching your head, where, when, how am I going to find that? I'll tell you. Zokta Torah Kedoshah, Kol Magam Sha'ata Moitzi Har Gevoya, V'giva Nisa, V'Eitzra'anon, Da Shiesham Avodah Zarechavim, I've given you the secret, I've given you a major hint, a major clue. You want to know where the Avodah Zarah are? Look for Har Gevoya, look for a Giva, look for Eitzra'anon, and there you're going to go and find your Avodah Zarah. Fine. Shokti Gemara, we start again. The Tanakama says that Horim and Gvois are Mutter Bahano, based on the drasha of Eliheim ala Horim. And Rabbi Yosi Glili says the same thing, that the Horim and the Gvois are Mutter Bahano, they cannot become Avodah Zarah. Om Rabbi Machomer Reish Lakish, Tzipoy Har Kehar Ikebinayu. The Machloikis is the second halacha of the Tanakama. The second halacha of the Tanakama was that if you're mitzapa, if you put the plating of gold or silver on the mountain, it becomes asur. That's what the Tanakhama says, right? Mashalein asurin. Says Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I respectfully disagree. I hold that the tzipri har does not become asur b'hano, because it becomes bottle to the har itself. And just like you agree that the har itself is mutter b'ano, the tzipoy is also mutter b'ano. It's Omer Reb Chama, Omer Reb Shlokish, Rish Lakish, tzipoy har kehar ekimenai. Tanakama sov tzipoy har, ain't a kehar. The tzipoy har is not like the har. The har is mutter b'ano. The tzipoy har is osur b'ano. Umitzer, we're basically the sober, tzipoy har har kehar. And just like the har is mutter, so too is the tzipoy har also mutter. Fine, zayigit. So that's teretz number one. What's the machlekes? Terence number two, Rav Sheshes Omer, the Kuli Alma Tzipei Har Enekar. Everybody agrees that the Tzipei Har is not like the Har, the Tzipei Har is Osir Bano. So what's the Machloikis? Bihocha Be'ilan Shinetoyim L'Psoif Avodoy Kemiflegi. Ah. The Gemara is going to later on use an expression, an Ilan Shinetoy Metchilo Lekach. That means before he planted the tree, he said, "Hinni muchan umezuman yiratzei milfanecha." I'm growing now a tree, an asherah tree, that I want to go and serve avodah zarah. That everybody agrees, asherah and tisrafun ba'esh. That's real, real hardcore avodah zarah. The shal is, what about ilan shenetoi? First, he planted it for nice scenery, for gishmak, for shade, for whatever. And then Lubasoif, and then a year later, 2 years later, 5 years later, he decided to go and now convert the tree into Avodah Zarah. Lubasoif Avodah. Completely, that's the Machloikis. Tanakama Sober, Ilan Shinatoy Lubasoif Avodah is Mutter. Rabbi Yosi Aglili Sober, Ilan Shinatoy Lubasoif Avodah is Osir. How do you know that Rabbi Yosi Aglili is Machmir, more than the Tanakama. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Glin is coming to be Mako. Shezi Gemara, I'll tell you. Because Minitani Seifa. What does it say in the Seifa? Neima Asher Asura. You know why? Asher is awesome. Nishiyesh by Tfisas Yad Adam. And the Mishnah adds, Vechol Shiyesh by Tfisas Yad Adam Asur. Freiti Mara. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat itself? Today is Purim, we don't have time to repeat ourselves 12 times. Why does it have to say again? Ah, I know why. To go and tell you about an elan that was planted and the Seif Avodah, that was the Kavanah of the Torah. That's what the Kavanah of Rabbi Yosef Glili by adding V'chol Yesh by Tfisas Adam, that it's Osir, to go and tell you not only an Elon Shnetoi Metchilo Lekach, but even an Elon Shnetoi for regular secular purposes, for Seif Avodah, and then he changed his mind, and he was Oivid Avodah Zar.
Why don't they use a principle, the intentions was the beginning, to determine what should be for the rest of the time? Why do you have to go and, you know, keep changing what this kavanah is? If at the beginning was kavanah of something, that's also, it should be that way.
What if somebody inherited it?
No.
What if somebody...
Why should you change? The status, the equal is the beginning.
Right. So if his initial intentions were, like you said, Rabbi Cohen, to make it into an avodah zarah, everybody agrees, all the people at this table, as well as all the Tanoim and all the Amiroim, if that was his intention, it's Ashera, it is prohibited, you gotta destroy it, it's Avodah Zarah. The question is, what happens if he changes his mind? Initially, he had in mind for secular purposes, stop, he planted a tree, and then afterwards he decided he wants to convert it now into Avodah Zarah. Does that subsequent intention make into Avodah Zarah? Now, Rabbi Cohen was very, very clear, crystal clear in his statement, that if he had the initial intention, you shouldn't be able to change it later. And therefore, Rabbi Cohen is exactly like the Tanakhama of our Mishnah. And you'll see the Gemara is going to refer to the Tanakhama as the Rabbanan. So it appears that the majority of Chazal learned just like Rabbi Cohen. Rabbi Cohen has a head just like the great Tanoim and Amiroim in the times of the Talmud. The only dissenting opinion is that of Reish Yaglili. It's always one dissenter. On this halacha, you said just like your intentions were pure, just like the intentions of those.
My kavanah.
Your kavanah is the zichah l'shem shemayim. Anyway, so getting back to Agimah, so Reish Yaglili is the only one that disagrees, and he holds that even though Elon Shinutoi, initially you went and planted it for secular purposes, if subsequently you changed it for avodah zarah, it becomes osur. How do I know that that's what Rabbi Yosef Glili holds? From the repetition in the Mishnah, Bechol Sheyesh by Tfisa Yedi Adam is osur. Fine. Zok Yimara, not only Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that way, but the Af Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Savar. In other words, I found a second Rabbi Yosi that holds like our Rabbi Yosi Agli, the Rabbi Yosi Yehuda. He also holds Elon Shinatoy Vabsoif Avodoy is Osir. Now, how do I know that? He doesn't say that explicitly, but rather we're going to be medayikid from the following brisa. The Sanya. Rabbi Yosi Yehuda Oimer. Mitoich Shinamar, since it says in the Pasuk, Eloiheyim ala horim, and therefore I dashin. Vloyahorim Eloiheyim. Eloiheyim ala gvois, vloyagvois Eloiheyim. If that's the case, Shemeani, I should just go the natural next step. Tachas kol eitz ranon, say again, what's tachas kol eitz ranon Eloiheyim? Vloy kol eitz ranon Eloiheyim. In other words, just like I said, Eloiheyim ala horim. Why don't I say that? I cannot say that. Because the Pasuk says very clearly, so I can't say that the Eitz Ranon doesn't become a god. It does become a god. I have a mitzvah of burning it, obliterating it, eliminating it, eradicating it. So, Bazoi, what's going on? What do I do with Ella? Tachas kol etran and lomeli, how am I going to dash in those words? That's going to come from Rabbi Akiva, the Omer Rabbi Akiva from our Mishnah. I'm going to explain the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is really a GPS. What's a GPS called? Mokim Shatam Moitzi Har Gevoya. The given Isa, the etranon, and you're scratching your head, where am I going to find those lousy avodah zarahs? That's where you're going to go and find it. Now that's the end of the Braisa. Where do I see in this Braisa that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that Ilan Shinitoi Philipsoif Avodoi is Osur? Explains Rashi. It's not from what it says in the Braisa, but it's from the silence of the Braisa. Meaning, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda asked an excellent question. His question was, let's be consistent in explaining this pasuk. Elahor Eliheim, Alahorim, Vleyahorim, Eliheim. Eliheim, Allah Gvois, Vle Gvois, Eliheim. So say, Tachas Kol Eitzranan, Eliheim, Vloy Eitzranan, Eliheim. Why didn't I say that? Because I have another pasuk, Vashreim Tisfun Be'esh. Oh, but what am I going to do with this Kol Eitzranan? What am I going to do with this Kol Eitzranan? Like Rabbi Kiva. I have a much better teretz, Rabbi Isai. What's my best better teretz? That there's a distinction between an ilan shinetoy metchilo lekach and an ilan shinetoy blabesoy favodoy. That when I have asherim tisafun be'esh, that means the type of tree, like Rabbi Cohen said so beautifully, so articulately, with great erudition, that what? That if a person went and planted a tree for avodah zarah, ashereim tisafun be'esh. Perfect. What is v'loy eitzran and eliheim? When you had another tree that was ilan shenatoi for secular purposes, and later on you decided to go and worship it and make it to avodah zarah, zokteteira v'loy eitzran and eliheim. That type of tree does not become avodah zarah. That would have been such a beautiful teretz. Instead, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, you know what, let's bring in Rabbi Kiva, and he's going to make the whole pasuk into a GPS and tell us, where do I find that Avodah Zarah? What's wrong with my pshat? It's the chasimin that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no distinction between Ilan shenetoi mitchilo lekach for purpose of Avodah Zarah, and an Ilan shenetoi b'vseif avodai. In all cases, those Ilanois are Avodah Zarah. If there's no distinction, so what do I do with Tachas Kol Eitzranan? Oh, that's why I have to have Rabbi Kiva, who shows us the directions, the GPS, where I'm going to find that Avodah Zarah. But bottom line is, I see clearly from the fact that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda does not answer the stira between the Osir Sheireyem and the the mutter pasuk le'etzran and eliheim. He could have answered, here it's talking about Elon that was netoy mitchil lekach, and here's Elon shenetoy lepseif avodai. Since he doesn't make that teretz, that distinction, he holds like a biyosiaglivi that all trees, it makes no difference. Elon shenetoy mitchil lekach for avodah zarah, or Elon shenetoy for secular purpose lepseif avodai. In all cases, what's it then? It is osur, osur. Osur. Period. Who does he hold like? He holds like our Mishnah, like Rabbi Yosef HaGalili. Frank the Yomara. Rabbanan Hai Vashirem Tisifun Ba'esh May Avdile. The Tanakam of our Mishnah, that he holds that an Elon Shinitoi V'lebsoif Avodoi is Mutter. Remember, the Tanakama disagrees with Rabbi Yosef HaGalili and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So what does he do with the Vashareim Tisufun Ba'esh Pasik? My Avdilei. L'choira, they hold that an Elon Shinitoi V'lebsoif Avodoi is Mutter. So what are you burning Asherah trees for? Says Yomar, that's not a kasher. Mi boyle li Elon Shinitoi Metchil Lekach. Your normal, regular Elon that you went and planted for Avodah Zarah, that's what the Torah of Asherim Tisufun Ba'esh. So Timur, if that's the case, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Nami Mi Boy Levi Hachi. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda in this Braisa, he learned that the din of Elon Shinitoi Lepsoif Avodoi, I learned from Vashirei and Tisufun Ba'esh. Because that's the whole thrust of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yosef HaGalili, that not only initial Asherah trees, but even trees that were subsequent Asherah trees, that originally Elon Shinitoi for secular, Philip Soifer later on he changed it, says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, that is awesome. Where did he learn it from? The Brice is said from a pasuk Vashareim Tisafun Ba'esh. But I need Vashareim Tisafun Ba'esh on those trees that from the Makar, from their origin, when they were planted initially, were planted l'shem asher, l'shem avodah zarah. So Timur, you're right. Enochanami. Elon shenetoy v'lebsoif avodai minolei. How does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda now know the case of Elon shenetoy v'lebsoif avodai, that too is also Aser Bahano, it's Ashtika Voidazoro. The Timonafkali have a second Pasik. Vashereyam Tigadeyun. What does Ashereyam Tigadeyun mean? Literally, it means you should go and chop down the Asherah tree. What do I need two psukim for? I have one Pasik of Tisufum Ba'esh. I have another Pasik Tigadeyun. So the Tisufum Ba'esh is referring to the Asherah that was created initially and planted initially for Avoidazoro. The Ashrayim Tigadeyun is talking about the second type of tree, that one that was originally planted for secular purposes, and subsequently you decided to go and be Oved, that Avodah Zarah. Now, where do you see that in the Pasuk? It says, Gemara Ezo 8, Shegidu'ai Asur, the Ikrai Mutter. Where do you find the tree? Gidu'ai. The Gemara here is using the word Gidu'ai as Gizoy Machlif. You have the Gemara use the expression Gizoy Machlif, that means that it's perennial. Oh, good. Perennial, that it doesn't just go and die at the end of this year, that you have to plant a brand new one, but Gizoy Machlif, that it produces yet again and again and again, year after year. So the word Geza and Geda, the Gemara is being Machlif, because as you know, Zayin and Dalit are mischalif in Aramaic, and therefore Zotimara Ezeo H Gidui Asur, the Ikri Mutter, what type of eight? The new Gidul, the new growth is Asur. But the original tree is Mutter. Ah, oh, the Gemara is telling us something new that we didn't know until now. Heavy Oimer, Ilan Shnetoyu Psoif Avodoi. That what? That if the initial tree was planted for secular purposes, 3 years later, 5 years later, 10 years later, I decide I want to go and use it for Avodah Zarah, the old tree remains mutter bano. The old tree remains secular. From the moment that I went and made the statement that I want to make this into Avodah Zarah, after that, any new gidul that comes on, it grows higher and fatter and bigger. Any future growth, that becomes asur. How do I know that? From Vashereim Tigadeyun, the Gidua, the additional growth, is asur. And that's what the Torah is telling us. You don't have to burn the original tree, because the original tree is a nice, beautiful, secular tree. You only have to go and destroy by chopping off the new Gidul that accrued subsequently to this tree. Aha! So that, L'choy, is a very nice pshat, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. There's only one problem. What do they say? The fly in the ointment. What's a fly in the ointment? Because when Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda had this brisa, he didn't quote the Pasuk Vashereyim Tigadeyun, he quoted the Pasuk Vashereyim Tisrafun Ba'esh. If you go back to the sign of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, about 12 lines from the top of the Amud, the sign of Yosef Oimer, Mitok Shanem Aleheim, Alahar, Malahar, Malahayim, etc., 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 Talmud Loimar, Vashereyim Tisrafun Ba'esh. You tell me Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is coming to tell us the halacha like Rabbi Yosef HaGlili of our Mishnah. That Ilan Shinita Oy for secular. Mubsoif Avodai is also Asur. And the pasuk that he brings, Ashrayim Tisufun Ba'esh. You just told me Ashrayim Tisufun Ba'esh is talking about those trees that he planted Lechad Chelof Avodah Zarah. The pasuk that we should be bringing about those subsequent changes in attitude, that should be the Ashrayim Tigadeyun pasuk. So the price of the chayra doesn't stim. Everything Gemara is not Vashirem Tisufum Ba'esh Kanasav La Talmuda. The Brisa brought the Pasuk of Tisufum Ba'esh Na Tigadeyun. Everything Gemara. Iloi Nema Kama. The Pshat in the Brisa is the following. Says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Iloi Nema Tisufum Ba'esh. If we didn't have the Pasuk Tisufum Ba'esh, Hayisi Oima Asherein Tigadeyun Be'ilon Shinatoi Metchil Lekach. I mean, everybody agrees that the Ilan that you planted initially for Avodah Zarah, that is certainly Asur, because that's where you planted it, Koshiyesh Lektfisas Yideyodom. So if I only had one Pasuk, I would certainly say that's referring to the Ilan Shinitoy Metchil Lekach. And I wouldn't know the second case of an Ilan Shinitoy Filipsoif Avodai, because I would say, like Rabbi Cohen said before, that his original intention should govern, and since his original intention was for secular purpose, it should remain a secular tree. So if there was only one pasuk, Avada says, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ilay Nema Tisufum Ba'esh, if we didn't have the Ashrayim Tisufum Ba'esh, if I would only have the Ashrayim Tigadeyun, Hayisi Oim Ashrayim Tigadeyun means, Be'ilan Shinatoy Metchil Lekach, that you gotta chop it down. But Hashad Echsev Ashrayim Tisufum Ba'esh. So now I have two psukim. And therefore, I'm gonna say that the Tisufum Ba'esh, which sounds much more fiery, and it's Isur, and it's Mitzvah, Tisur from Ba'esh, that you have to burn in fire. That's, I'm going to say, is talking about Ashereyem, the Asherah Tishet, Chinatoi, Mitzchil, Lekach, L'Shem, Avodah Zarah, Ayatale. Now I have an extra pasik, Ashereyem, Tigadeyun. What is that extra pasik for? Le'ilin Chinatoi, V'lepsoi, V'avodoi. Good. So now, contribution to Behuda, I understand perfectly why I have two separate psukim. I have a pasuk of Ashereyem Tisufun Be'esh, and I have a pasuk Ashereyem Tegadeyun. But for Rabbanan, Hai Ashereyem Tegadeyun, my Avdilei. According to Rabbanan, remember, Rabbanan disagree with Rabbi Yossi Aglid and Rabbi Yossi Yehuda, and they hold that the only Isser Ashera is those Asheres that were planted Lechatchila for Avodah Zarah. But a tree that I planted for secular purposes, and then afterwards I decided to go and change it into an Avodah Zarah, is mutter. Mutter. So what I need two psukim for? One pasuk would be enough. Ashereyem Tisufun Be'esh, period. Or Ashereyem Tegadeyun, period. What do I have to have two psukim? Again, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good that I have the two psukim. They're telling us the two different types of trees. The original Asherah tree and the converted Asherah tree. Both of those is a din of eradication. But according to the Chachamim, only the original Asherah tree is Aser. The newly converted Asherah tree is Mutter. So what do I need to psukim for?
Isn't enough in between a tree that was converted and a tree that regenerates?
All trees. Start again. What's the difference? What's your kasha?
And Asherah is before they plant, they start making for Avodah Zarah.
Right. That's clear.
That is a tree. For example, that's a tree that has a thing that grows and stays growing.
Right. Perfect.
Rock, for
right. Exactly. And
the third type of tree that regenerates. So we say like this: one Asherah the two lays is of the first one. Asherah is about the
original Asherah tree
was planted for that purpose.
Right. Perfect.
The second one is what that regenerates itself every year. That's. But the third type is what the Rabbanan is saying. Is that if it was converted to a tree after it was planted, it's punished.
So it's a zero.
Yeah, you'll have.
And what about the regenerating tree if he converted it? That's number two.
Right.
Good. Number two and number three are both cases of conversion. The first case is that it was originally planted for Asherah. Period. Stop. That's a shrem just from Beish. Your second case of that it regenerates. And the third case where he decided to change, the regeneration tree is also a case of where he changed his mind. Because if you're talking about a tree that he originally planted for Asherah and it regenerates, that's the Asherah tree. That's your category number one. So your category number two and number three, you have to merge together. Both of those are talking about a case where he planted a tree for secular, and now he changed his mind to convert it into an Avodah Zarah, whether it regenerates or doesn't regenerate, but now bottom line is he wants to convert Avodah Zarah. According to the Tanakhama, that tree is mutter, mutter, mutter. If that's the case, what do I need the two psukim for? And for the Gemara, for Rabban Hai Bashem to Gadei my Abdilei, Likr Bishu Ben Levi, to tell us a historical footnote. Jomra Bishu Ben Levi, Gidui Avodah Zarah, Koin Men Lekim Asheret Yisrael, Kibesh Eretz Yisrael Koidim Lebir Avodas Kechavim. Reb Shu Ben Levi tells us something fascinating, that we had three stages. What do I mean three stages? When they came into Eretz Yisrael, the first thing that they were supposed to do is, as soon as they see the Avodah Zarah, go and cut down every Avodah Zarah tree wherever you find it. Should I burn it yet? No. We don't have time for bonfires now. We have a milchama. We have to go and fight against the enemies and take over Eretz Yisrael. When I vanquish the enemies, come back to all these chopped down trees, and then I'm going to make a beautiful big bonfire. And that's why I have to tupsukim. First stage, tegadein, cut them down, chop them down. Number two, later on, after you finish with the kibush, it might be a week later, a month later, maybe a year later, maybe 7 years later, 14 years later, 150 years later, whenever it happens, what's the din? Then you go and burn them. Getting back to Agimara, that's Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kiduya v'zichodim. So when you come in, the first thing you got to do is don't play around with the enemies, but chop down all the Asherah trees. And then, after you do the kibush Eretz Yisrael, that's koidim lebir avodas kechavim. Only after the kibush are you going to go and burn down the Asherah trees. Now, where do we find this concept? The Tanur of Yosef. Yosef says, I have the same thing. V'nitatz temez mevil choysam v'hanach. go and tishmeter their mizbechois v'hanach, and then take a break. V'shibartim es matzavoyisam v'hanach, and then take a break. Frey Timora, v'hanach, you take a break, so could daitach. Shreva boy, the Torah says you gotta burn all of this stuff. It's not only a din of burning the Asherah trees, but you gotta go and burn all the avodah zarah. So, Ibazoi, what are you talking about that v'hanach, and you go and take a break, you take a rest? That doesn't sound right. I'm Rav Huna. What it's coming to tell you is Redoif Viach Kach Sroif. And the Bach adds one more word. If you look at the Gimel of the Bach says, Hanach or Redoif Viach Kach Sroif. You find, you see a big Mizbeach on it. And it says this Mizbeach is the St. Mary's Mizbeach that they use to go and be Oyber Avodah Zarah with this Mizbeach. The first thing you gotta do is Nitatzim is mechoisim. Go and take major sledgehammers and go and break it and to shmetter it to smithereens or to smithereens. And now after it's tishmettered, I would think, oh, let's go and burn it. No. Now redoif, go and run after the enemies, and then come back via kachzroif. I'm sorry. The enemies of the Oyv Devoy Zarah, that means the people that are occupying Eretz Yisrael when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael.
What was the first mitzvah that the Jews were obligated when they came into Eretz Yisrael?
According to our Gemara, to eradicate and eliminate the Avodah Zarah. But they didn't have to burn it, that was for a later stage. First they go and chop it down, they tishmeter it, and later on they burn it.
Even a fruit tree?
Fruit trees in Ilan Macha, I don't know, even know if the fruit trees were B'chinas Asheira. We have to learn further in our Masechta. We haven't addressed that.
How for Purim Hanach to rest after you've attacked them?
Okay, beautiful. Anyway, so the point is, Hanach, you go and take a break. And that's what Rav Yosef learned, and that's what Rav Shubin Levi is learning. You take a break in between the initial Giduim and the subsequent Sreifim. Fine. Now, how do I know all of this the Rabbanan say? That's why I have two separate psukim. I have Ashereim Tisrafun. I have Ashereim Tigadeyun. What do I need two psukim for? Say the Chum, one tells you the first stage, Tigadeyun, go and chop it. The second one tells you the second stage of Sreifa. Now the question is, how did Rabbi Yosef Yehuda know that? Because after all, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda used the two psukim to tell you that Ashereim Tisrafun is by those Asheroth that were originally planted L'shem Avodah Zarah, and Asherem Tigadeyun is telling you about those trees that were originally planted for secular purposes and regenerated, or didn't regenerate. But Lamaisa, after that, he changed his mind to go and make it Avodah Zarah. That's what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says. That's the second pasuk of Asherem Tigadeyun. And that being the case, how does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda know this svara, the svara of that you do the two stages? First you go and destroy, and only subsequently do you go and burn it after the kibbush. Says Yimor Nafkali, learned it from Abeti Abdun. Says Abeti Abdun is kolam akoyim esh of the shom agoyim asher atam yorisham shom es aliyehem. What's the double lashon Abeti Abdun? It could have said Abed is kolam akoyim esh. What is the double lashon Abeti Abdun? Abed, stop. Make a first aveda by chopping down, destroying. Then do the kibush Eretz Yisrael, the Akach Ta'avim, and then you're going to come and make the final go in destruction by burning it. Good. Chayra, and the beautiful drasha, Abi Ta'avim. Very tomorrow, Rabbanan, Hami Boile, what do I learn from the double Loshin Abi Ta'avim? Because the double stage, according to Rabbanan, I learned from Tigadeyun and Tisrafun. What do I need the Abi Ta'avim? Oh, Hami Boile, the Oikra Boile, the Chom Shetarach, the Sharish Achareha. When you are destroying an Asherah tree, it's not enough just to go and cut it down, even cut it down to the ground. That's not enough. You gotta go and be Mashish. You have to uproot the roots from the ground, even though the roots might be very, very deep and very long and very wide. You gotta uproot it. That's the Abi to Abdun. Destroy it to smithereens. There shouldn't be anything left. I learned it from Abi to Abdun. How does Rabbi Yosef Yehuda know? After all, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learns the Abi to Abdun to tell you about the Hanach, take a break between the initial stage of Abed and the later stage of Ta'abdun. Says Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, why does the Torah use that expression to tell you that we don't even want there to be a zeicher? Zero. Timcha zeicher amolig mitachas v'shamoyim v'tishkach. Ibarat mishmam. Nobody should even remember that there was ever an Asherah tree there. Destroy it totally. Ibarat mishmam. So that's how I know it. That's how you know you have to be the Shari Shachorah. Fred Bani Rabbanan, what do they do with that pasuk? Ahu l'chanes l'shem. That's to go and tell you that there is an inyan to go and call an Avodah Zarah by a nickname, with a kinui. And specifically, like Reb Simcha Ilan, Mordechai. Oh, Mordechai from the famous Purim is telling us that it's not only a nickname, it's got to be a negative nickname. I didn't say that yet because the Gemara is going to address that on the Omer Aleph in another moment or two. But that's what the Bar Tishmam, the real name should be obliterated, and instead give it another name. The Sanya, like I said in the Brisa. Reb Lezer Oymer, Minan the Oiker, Abedis Kechom Shetzerach Shari Shecharea. How does Reb Lezer know that you're supposed to be Shoyde Shecharea, go and uproot the roots, Tamal Oymer, from this passing, be Bar Tishmam, Menamok Mahu, totally uprooted, nobody should ever remember that there was an Asherah tree. I'm the Reb Akiva. Valik Varnemer, Abe Ta'abdun. That to be Shoydish Acharea, I don't need the Pasuk of Ibadat HaMishamam. I know it from the double Abi to Abdin, not only destroy, but really ultimately, utterly, totally destroy. To go and give it a nickname. So tomorrow, Yochel L'Shevach, maybe I should give it a good nickname. Oh, I love this good Saint Mary. Dr. Yomara, L'Shevach Sol Kedaitach, did you ever have a Havamina? The Torah gives you so many mitzvahs of destroy and eradicate and eliminate and burn and chop down and cut and avodah zara. But when you talked about the avodah zara, you should give it a nice nickname. Does that make sense? Ella, the Braisa means the following, Dr. Bekiva. Ella yochel lo lishvach lo lignai. Just give it kind of a neutral nickname. Not a bad one, not a good one. Tamaloyme shak is tishak tenu b'sayiv tisavenu ki chayremu. It should be utterly detested, a total abomination. So, Ibazoi, if that's the case, okay, tzad, what do you do? Halacha l'maisa? Hayikoyin oisa beis galia. If the name of the Avodah Zarah was called beis galia, koyin oisa beis karia. Call it now, for now on, beis karia. What's beis galia and beis karia? If you look at the top Rashi, beis galia means loshen goive gali, meaning that it's up on the heights and it's revealed and everybody sees it from afar. You can go and see it, you can go and take pictures of it like all the tourists do, because it's Galia, it's up there in the heights and it's revealed to everyone, one and all, it's visible to one and all. Instead, call it Beis Karia. Zotrashi Lashon Chafira V'Shiflis. Go and refer to it as if it's deep in the ground that you can't even go and see it. So don't refer to it as being an upper, refer to it as being a downer, or something similar to that. What happens if the name of the Avodah Zarah is Ein Kol? It has an eye on everything. Call it Ein Kites, that has a thorn in the eye. And therefore, you're going and be Mavaz of the Avodah Zarah based on this positive Barat Shmam and Amakam Ahu. If I'm not mistaken, that's probably also the Makar, why many people, when they refer to, at least in the Haim, when they used to go and pass a church, they wouldn't refer to it as a church, they would refer to it as a Timah. Oh, the guy done in the Timah. Why the first Tzitzimah? Probably based on this possible Vada Shemam Menachem Hu. Da'ibi Shal Halfin Ta'ak Ezel Zana Machiyas Amulik from the Allah Goyim and from the Allah Oiv Devoy Dezara. And we should all be Zoycha to the Gulli Shleim Abidei Mashiach that came and married the Meino. Amen. Thank you all for listening. I'll say the Chapurim to everybody.